50 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome to the on a rather rainy, misty Tuesday afternoon. This is Pete Filippiano, and I'm back again today, subbing for Steve Jackson. Steve and Mike are at this moment over in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Dave McEwen and a number of other people, probably having a good time. So we wish them well, and Steve, I'm sure, will give us all a full report when they return, hopefully rested and relaxed, but they're in Washington, so maybe not. Anyway, I'm happy to be here. I think we have a fairly nice show today that's going to be very entertaining on this rather misty afternoon. I love the forecast. It always keeps saying chance of rain or slight chance of rain. Actually, there's a chance of slight rain, and it was so slight that really all it did was make the cats a little damp, which didn't accomplish a whole lot for them or for me. Anyway, moving forward, we're going to talk about a couple of different things here on the show today. Joining me right after the first break will be Jim Winston, the father of the Healdsburg Growth Management Ordinance. We'll talk about the aftermath of the election, not just about that, but in a larger context of the election that was just over and done with. And I know, don't cover your ears and say, I'm tired of hearing about the election. We're going to try to avoid the national impact, and we're going to focus on what did it mean to those of us here locally. 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to a familiar voice, George Adair. George is a regular on KSRO. He has his own show, talking about mortgage. He's the an executive with Bay Equity Home Loans here in Santa Rosa. 4:30, we're going to have Maddie Hirschfield come on. Maddie is well known to many of us for years and years, the former chair of the Democratic Central Committee, worked for Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough, involved in labor issues, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about upcoming issues, things that are going on, some insights, and I'm sure we'll veer into politics in other areas, but that's almost inevitable these days. And then at 5:30, we're going to be joined by State Senator Mike McGuire. He's going to be calling in, talking about what do we think the impacts both locally and statewide are going to be now that Prop 64, the measure that, of course, has legalized marijuana. Just as it did in Colorado, you know, we found that there's some pros and cons, so we're going to be talking about that in the last segment of the show. So before we get into our guests or so, I thought we'd just kind of get caught up on a couple of little items of news that might be of interest to people. First of all, is it too early to start thinking about the 2018 election? Okay, now before you storm the studio with pitchforks and torches, I promise we're not going to be talking about the 2018 election, except briefly. As you know, that's an off-year election, and the really big issue that's going to be on the ballot is who's going to replace Jerry Brown as governor. Well, no surprise that former San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom currently is leading in the polls as the number one contender to take over the governorship. He's lieutenant governor right now. Also, too, Antonio Villarosa, former speaker of the Assembly and former Los Angeles mayor, State Treasurer John Chang, all whom are Democrats, have also tossed their hat into the ring. The two Republicans, interestingly enough, who have a fair amount of support in what's traditionally been considered a Democratic state, San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer and outgoing Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen. So, of course, similar to what we had this year for the state Senate seat, because of California's primary, which is the two top vote getters, regardless of party, go into the general election, you could end up with two Democrats running again for governor, as we did for senator. We had Loretta Sanchez and, of course, the victor Kamala Harris, the former attorney general. Anyway, so that's going to be an interesting race, and we never know what's going to happen. But let's talk about some of the events. You know, we got the holiday season coming up. Now, hopefully people will be getting together with family and friends for Thanksgiving. We do have a standing rule at my house for Thanksgiving dinner this year is we can discuss anything in the world, but we will not be discussing politics. That's a subject we'll reserve for the radio and padded rooms. So what do we do this week if we want to entertain ourselves and kind of, you know, ease our way into the holidays, get away from the stresses and the strains of everyday life, whatever? Well, in Sonoma, there's the Sonoma Bach. Grateful Heart, Songs of Praise and Thanksgiving. That's going to be at Schroeder Hall at Sonoma State, Rohnert Park, at the Green Music Center. That's going to be at 8 p.m., November 18th and 19th. So those of you who are a fan of classical music and holiday music might want to check that out. Also, too, local theater company. Support your local theater companies, folks. SRT, Cinnabar, Raven Players, a lot of local groups around the county who put on some great productions, and I encourage you to try them out because they are well worth your time and money. The Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma is going to be putting on The Music Man. Great show. If you ever saw the movie with Robert Preston, you know that it's a really fun show. They're going to be doing that from November 18th through December 4th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 to $15, which really is very cheap for an evening's worth of great entertainment. And also on Saturday, Thanksgiving Feast with Snoopy, our very own Charles Schulz, Snoopy, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving Feast and Screening. Also, there's going to be crafts. That's going to be at the Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa from 1 to 4 on November 19th. For adults, the admission is 8 to 12, but for kids, and here's something you might want to keep in mind, is the admission for children is only 2 canned food donations. So not only does this give you a chance to see a great entertaining show, bring your kids, and it gives you a chance to do some good for some of the people who are in need during the holiday season. So that's a little bit for the entertainment. Back into the election thing. If you think that some of the local races here, if you think the presidential election was rather contentious, let me single out one election that recently took place down in Oceanside, California. You know, it had to be either California or Florida where something like this happened. And, you know, I guess it's California's turn this time. In Oceanside, there were two candidates running for city treasurer. The incumbent, Gary Ernst, and the challenger, Nadine Scott. Now, the winner of the election, Gary Ernst, received 6 percentage points more than his challenger, Nadine Scott. Now, normally this would not necessarily be news. However, what makes this an interesting news item is that Gary Ernst, the winner of the election, died a month before the election. So his opponent spent most of her time saying, "He's dead, vote for me." Apparently that message didn't get through to the voters. So, we have an interesting situation in Oceanside. She is now saying that she should be appointed to the position because 15,000 people voted for her, and the actual winner of the election is, of course, not able to take his seat, at least not able to do anything if he takes his seat. If, of course, they don't appoint someone, the other option is to hold a special election, which, being what they are, could cost the city $500,000. However, you knew there had to be a however. Current city councilman Jerry Kern, who was a strong supporter of Gary Ernst and who continued to campaign for Ernst even after his death, hopes that Scott's defeat will lead the city council to appoint someone else. He told the San Diego Voice, "Even though Gary passed away, he is still better qualified than she is." Which, arguably, that makes you wonder what exactly the duties of Oceanside treasurer are if he feels that a dead man can handle the position better than an actual live candidate. Not knowing either one of them, I won't make any analysis to that. But for those of us who think, you know, just when things can't get any worse or any crazier, you could be living in Oceanside. Anyway, so much for the lighter part of the news. We're gonna take a bit of a breath. Oh, I'm sure there's more, but those are the only ones that I decided to talk about. We could talk about many things, but you know, I will leave the impressions and the R-rated humor to the professional comedians and Saturday Night Live and those who make a living by doing it. I'm trying to remember this is a PG-rated show, and we're going to try to keep it in that vein. So with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear about some traffic. We're going to hear about weather. We're going to hear some local news. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about Measure R, the rather controversial measure in Healdsburg to abolish or amend, depending on which side you're on, the growth management ordinance that has been in existence for 16 years. We're going to be talking with Jim Winston, the father of that growth management ordinance that passed in the year 2000. And we're going to do some analysis on that, as well as a couple of the other local measures that, did pass. And, you know, what does it really mean? Where do we go from here? So stay tuned. We got an interesting show coming up. This is Pete Fopiano here on KSRO, 1350 AM, 103.5 FM. I am guest hosting for Steve Jackson on The Drive, and we'll be right back.
Here's a Drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Okay, no complaints here getting around Santa Rosa. Just a little bit of a southbound hiccup at the college on-ramp, and otherwise a good ride north and south 101. Ditto for Rohnert Park. It is a struggle between Novato and Petaluma. We see the early bunch up around San Antonio. A little bit of an opening, but it's quickly closing in, and before the county line sign, you will hit that second slowdown, and it stays slow to sluggish up into Petaluma and all the way out beyond that Washington on-ramp. Highway 37 just contained slow eastbound between the stoplights. So far, so good. Southern Marin, Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, no problems there. More than one in three American kids has lead in their blood. No level of lead is safe. Lead poisoning causes learning disabilities and behavioral disorders. Has your child been tested? Learn more at leadsafeamerica.org. And that's your Drive Traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Honored by both the Radio and TV Digital News Association and the AP for Best Newscast in the West. 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Downtown is thriving. It's the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. Make sure your holiday celebrations include this year's annual Winter Lights event.
Hi, I'm Justine with the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, inviting all of you to come out to the Downtown Santa Rosa Tree Lighting Celebration. Winter Lights is a free community event for the whole family on November 25th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. Typically held in Courthouse Square, this year we'll hold the event at 4th and B Streets. We are excited for the square to be completed for next year's event. There will be live entertainment, children's activities, food and drinks, and much more. Tell your friends and family and be sure to check out the Winter Lights Facebook page.
Enjoy this magical holiday tradition, Winter Lights. Gather with your family and friends and Santa. Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, November 25th, downtown, the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. See more and learn more at srcity.org/downtown.
Buying or refinancing a home is now easier if you are active or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, or government industries. Here's George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans.
I'd like to share with you a valuable program called Loans to Heroes. Bay Equity offers this to eligible candidates buying or refinancing their home. It's our way of saying thank you for the service you provide every day to our community. People working or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, and the government may save hundreds or thousands because of this program from Bay Equity Home Loans. Learn how you can benefit from Loans to Heroes by calling 707-583-8100 or visit loanstoheroes.com.
Call the professionals at Bay Equity Home Loans with offices in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Petaluma, Windsor, and Ukiah. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 707-583-8100.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2015 Ford Focus for less than $10,000 at Silvera Buick GMC, a 2012 Dodge Charger for less than $15,000 at Lithia Dodge, or get a 2013 Subaru Crosstech Premium Wagon for $20,000 at Manly Honda. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Remove the stress, increase your success.
CarClickGo.com.
River Rock Casino is giving away two 2017 BMWs during their $180,000 cash in and win promotion. On Saturdays, October 22nd and November 19th, you could be driving home in a brand new car. Come early for cash drawings at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. and make sure to be on hand at 10 p.m. for your chance to win a new BMW. Details at RiverRockCasino.com. Cash in and win. Only at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
Does your child struggle to concentrate and pay attention? What looks like ADD or autism may actually be caused by lead poisoning. Lead is a neurotoxin. It can cause permanent brain damage. Find out how to protect your family. Go to leadsafeamerica.org.
Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to The Drive. This is Pete Fopiano, guest hosting for Steve Jackson, who is currently on vacation in Washington, D.C. If you want to avoid brain damage, people, turn off all the reality shows. I'm sorry, but I'm going to get on my soapbox for a second. It's like, to me, that's the best way to avoid brain damage. Watch 5 minutes of the Kardashians. Your IQ is going to drop about 40 points. And if there's any fans of the Kardashians out there, I'm sorry. But if you want to call me, we'll argue about it. Anyway, so much for that. We're going to veer into more serious subjects now. My first guest, Jim Winston, father of the Healdsburg Growth Management Ordinance, which was passed by the voters of Healdsburg in 2000, which essentially limited the number of market rate homes each year or each bulk of years that could be built, but placed no restrictions whatsoever on affordable housing, commercial or industrial development. As you know, this was one of the more contentious within Healdsburg, because obviously it wasn't a countywide issue, measures that was on the ballot, and a lot of strong opinions on both sides as to whether or not to vote yes on Measure R, which would have, of course, eliminated the current growth management ordinance and replaced it with a city-designed ordinance, or to vote no and retain the existing growth management ordinance. Well, a lot of work and everything went into this over a couple of years or so, and the result was a resounding victory, 60-40, which in local politics or any politics is a pretty decisive landslide, to vote no, which meant that the voters of Healdsburg really favored retaining the existing growth management ordinance, one of the things which, of course, could only be amended by a vote of the people. So, Jim, first of all, you work very hard on this issue, on the no on Measure R. So congratulations on the victory. I'm sure it was a draining experience, as campaigns are.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pete. It was very taxing, very stressful at times. There just seemed to be so much at risk with what Healdsburg was going to look like if their measure were to pass over a 5 or 8 or 10 year period of time. My thought was that the whole complexion of Healdsburg would significantly change. We'd be losing our small town character and quality of life that we all cherish, and a lot of the bucolic parts of Healdsburg that's why we're there. The city council had a lot of pressure put on them by developers and investors to eliminate the existing growth management ordinance that was in place for 16 years. And under the pressure, they caved, in my opinion, and decided to put a measure on the ballot that would basically eliminate the existing growth management ordinance that the voters adopted 16 years ago. And it was interesting, events that took place during, the year and a half that we all discussed that. Community Housing Committee members, City Council members, staff, people from other interest groups, low-income and affordable housing advocates. And what we knew was really important was to maintain the integrity of the growth management ordinance and try to incentivize as much affordable housing that we could to provide housing opportunities for the service people, the people actually, work in the restaurants and take care of the hotels. And, they were kind of priced out of Healdsburg because of the, cost of Healdsburg properties and rents. But the bottom line, what the city wanted to come up with was an elimination, or they refer to it as an amendment, which was a bit of a joke. They wanted to change the limits. The existing growth management ordinance speaks to 30 residential building permits to be issued per year, not to exceed 90 in any three-year period. The city council wanted to totally gut that, and they came up with a proposal to change that number from 30 allocations for market rate housing to 70 houses per year, and they wouldn't have a cap, you know, to, you know, maintain a slow growth rate or a paced growth. And
well, you know, one of the interesting talking points about this was that when the council placed Measure R on the ballot, was that this is a way to get additional affordable housing. And of course, the opponents of Measure R were saying that that's not the way to get affordable housing. We have a better way to get affordable housing. So affordable housing is an issue that everybody seems to agree is needed, is necessary. The only question was in the means to go about it. And interestingly enough, there was another measure on the ballot, Measure S, which would increase the transient occupancy tax, or as some people refer to it, the tourist occupancy tax. And the increase would go directly toward funding affordable housing. Now, that measure also passed overwhelmingly. So it seems as though both sides are in agreement, and the citizens of Healdsburg are definitely in agreement that there needs to be funding. And well, this is not just confined to Healdsburg. Let's face it, everybody in Sonoma County, the county, and all the cities are talking about how to provide affordable housing in Sonoma County. And everybody has a slightly different take on how to do that. But no one agrees that the end goal of providing affordable housing, of providing, you know, middle-class housing for the people who live and work here, should not take place. It's just a question of how to get there. So in this particular case, people weighed in and they said, yes, we agree that this is a priority. But apparently they want to think of a different way to go about it. Hmm. So they want to be able to still have a voice in the issues. Now, as you know, when it comes to affordable housing, Santa Rosa, of course, has, you know, passed an emergency ordinance. They were looking at rent stabilization. And there's another big controversy, of course, on that is because there were petition gatherers to get signatures essentially to overturn that action by the Santa Rosa Council. But a lot of people felt they were misled. A lot of people literally called the county registrar of voters and said, hey, this is not what I was told. I was told this is for rent control, and I was deceived. So what's going to happen to that is going to result in some sort of a legal mess that we don't know how long it's going to untangle. And we've had some of the Santa Rosa council members in here speaking about that, both, you know, before and after the election. We're going to talk more about this subject, but right now we've got to take a break. It's 3:30, so we're going to find out what's happening in the rest of the world, what's happening with the weather. This is Pete Fopiano, KSRO 1350 AM, 103.5 FM. I'm talking with Jim Winston, and we will be back right after the break.
Hey, Sonoma County, I'm Stephen Curry, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5, KSRO.
Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City. The latest from ABC's Alex Stone.
Police are now confirming one person has been shot at Will Rogers Airport. Police have crime scene tape up at the entrance into the airport. There's an ambulance on scene, some fire engines around it. It appears there's
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC. Americans spend more money than forecast in October on new cars and trucks, clothing, building materials, and more. And with September retail sales revised higher, it was the best two-month gain in retail spending in more than 2 years. On Wall Street today, that helped fuel a seventh day in a row of gains for the Dow. It closed at another fresh all-time high today, adding 54 points, the NASDAQ up 57. Also helping stocks, a rebound in tech company shares and a 6% spike in the price of oil as OPEC cartel members appear closer to a production cut agreement. Boeing is looking to save money and streamline operations, so it's slashing 500 jobs, moving thousands of workers to other sites, and it plans on closing two plants, one in El Paso, Texas, the other outside Washington, D.C., within 4 years. And AAA predicts we could see the biggest boom in Thanksgiving weekend travel in 9 years this year. Tom Busby, CNBC.
I'm a guy who was raised by wolves, and life hasn't been easy. Wolves yell a lot, and they never take you to Pizza Hut. But since leaving the woods, I've become a bona fide hut lover. I love how the 10 any deal lets me carry out a large Pizza Hut pizza. Any toppings, any recipe, just 10 bucks. Even my personal favorite, large pan meat lovers. With the wolves, I mostly just ate sticks and tree nuts because wolves are notoriously bad at sharing meat. The 10 any deal. No one out pizzas the hut.
Ask for this limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who...
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hi, it's Amy G. You might know me from my work with the San Francisco Giants. What you might not know is I'm also a proud Sonoma County mom. I believe every mother and father out there would agree we all want to give our children the best start in life. Just like coaches work with their players on the ball field, encouraging them to be the best athletes, parents have the power to make a big difference as their children's first teachers. I was surprised to learn 90% of a child's brain is fully developed by age 5. This means we all have an important job as parents, grandparents, and community members to make the early years count. Talk, read, and sing with the children in your life. Providing all children with quality early care and education will change everything. First 5 Sonoma County supports the health and well-being of Sonoma County's youngest children. To learn more, visit first5sonomacounty.org.
Sonoma Clean Power wants to reduce vehicle emissions and get local residents into electric cars. Introducing our Drive Evergreen program. For a limited time, SCP customers are eligible for incentives of at least $2,500, plus purchase credits, rebates, and tax credits towards the purchase of a 2017 BMW i3 from Hansel BMW. SCP is also making free home EV chargers available to customers. Visit driveev.org today for full program details, limitations, and to find out how much you qualify for. Then visit Hansel BMW in Santa Rosa. Drive Evergreen from Sonoma Clean Power. Use clean electricity. Save money. Help the climate.
Purchase credits available 10/27/16 through 1/5/17 or while program funds last. Other provisions available for leases. SCP pays for charging equipment. Customer pays for shipping, handling, and installation. Limit 2 vehicles and 2 charges per electric account. Must obtain a verified SCP customer certificate at driveev.org to qualify for maximum savings. Customers are solely responsible for the negotiation of final purchase or lease terms.
Just go to carclickgo.com for your next vehicle search.
Here's a drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
And we'll jump down to Southern Marin. It is starting to turn a bit slow. North 101 at Tiburon Boulevard heading into Corte Madera. And we are seeing that 580 ride eastbound onto the causeway of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge start to jam up. It's not quite backed up to the Sir Francis Drake merge, but very close. And the Narrows, just north of Atherton, out past the county line. Little break and then slow again as you wind through the massive K-rail into Petaluma and out over the Petaluma River Bridge. It does clear out, though, before Washington. Now, South 101, a little slower than last time we talked. It is now Steele to College and 12 to Corby. The slowdown dance is starting to expand across town a bit. Northbound, a little hiccup at Hearn out towards Baker. And that's your drive traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Overcast with a slight chance of rain today, topping out at 63, 60 on the coast, mostly cloudy tonight, low 49 inland and on the shores. Sunny for Wednesday at 62, 59 in Bodega Bay. Thursday, blue skies at 64, 61 on the coastline. depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And we are back. This is Pete Fopiano substituting for the vacationing Steve Jackson. We hear a lot on the news. We just heard on the news about, you know, the Trump administration and what officials they're going to pick. One of the big ideas or thoughts that have been bandied around is what role is Rudy Giuliani going to play? He was a very vocal Trump supporter, and some people thought that he might be the obvious choice for attorney general. But now it seems like he's being considered either for an ambassadorship or for state. Of course, Chris Christie was also a very vocal supporter of Donald Trump after he dropped out of the campaign. And he ran into some problems when a couple of his aides were convicted of being involved in the Bridgegate scandal from a couple of years ago. But you know what? I think he still would serve a valuable position. If there's a position, a White House bouncer, I would go with him in a hot second. So, Mr. Trump, take that suggestion for what it will. Anyway, we're here talking to Jim Winston, the father of Healdsburg's growth management ordinance, with the defeat of Measure R, back to the status quo. So the question is, Jim, give us some thoughts about the campaign itself.
I think one of the most mind-expanding experiences that I've had in many, many years was the fact that I knocked on 750 doors. Some of the feedback I received from talking to everyday people, I learned so much, and it helped me so much during the campaign because it helped me so much with messaging. The people would actually feel confident being able to discuss some of the stuff with you, and they'd start pouring out their hearts and talking about what their real concerns are. And I found some of that really touching. It seemed to me that what I did learn at the doors was some of the issues that were important to the voters were what I'm referring to is tipping point tourism. That was a real big issue with a lot of the people I spoke to at the door. They think that we're being overrun by tourism and we're losing our small town quality and character. That was a big issue. The concerns about all the hotels that are being built currently. And right now there's in the pipeline, there's over 300 hotel rooms that the city wants to move forward and get those built as soon as they possibly can. Parking was an issue. And one of the biggest issues was the lack of trust of our elected officials. And that seemed to resonate. And a lot of people were talking about that. And I think that was one of the reasons why we did so well in the campaign, was that, the messaging from us was, who do you trust, the voters or the elected officials? And the voters would have lost their voice had the yes on Measure R prevailed. And the voters were really concerned about losing their voice. The city would have had total, complete control.
Lack of trust in elected officials is interesting. And I got to qualify this with saying, as a former elected official myself, I do not in any way suggest that there's anyone currently on the Healdsburg Council who is not to be trusted, nor would I ever say that. I admire them for their effort. It's a very difficult job, gotten more so over the years, and they're to be commended for stepping forward and taking the lead, wanting to be involved in the community. I think part of this issue, though, when you talk about lack of trust and dissatisfaction or so, you have to look at what happened in the national election. I mean, you can't not look at the election of Donald Trump and say that wasn't in large part due to the disaffection of large numbers of people who felt their needs hadn't been listened to. And if you look at what happened, not only nationally, but locally, let's look at two issues in particular, is the amount of money that was thrown in by dark money, by outside independent expenditure groups in the 5th District race, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the amount of money that went into funding the campaign for candidates and against rent control in Santa Rosa. Again, a couple of $100,000. I think locally people are very aware of those issues, and they look at that and they say, you know, I our people now may be doing a great job. I really approve of everything they're doing, and I like them. But this pervasive influence of big money and dark money that is now filtered down to local campaigns leads them to wonder, it's like, well, what's going to happen down the future? How do I know who's going to be in there? It's like, I trust everyone who's in there, and I believe their intentions are honorable, and they're going to do what they say. But they won't be there forever. So what's going to happen if someone decides that they want to throw a couple hundred thousand dollars at a candidate whose interests don't necessarily align with the voters, with the citizens? And I think that played a very, very big part. Not that there was that level of money thrown at this, by no means, but it's happened in the county, in other issues. Mm-hmm. And that was a big, big deal for a lot of people.
That's very interesting, Pete. I'd like to piggyback off some of that. What we found looking at the Fair Political Practices campaign filings was that, you know, a lot of the big donations were coming from out of the area developers. For example, Pleasanton, Walnut Creek, Canada, the San Diego area, and they all have interests or potential interests in trying to develop a lot of properties in Healdsburg. So a lot of the campaign contributions that were large amounts were all coming from, you know, people that had something to really gain from having defeating Measure R. And fortunately, you know, the voters, and I will say that we're really fortunate in Healdsburg to have very smart voters in our city. They understood, you know, the very complex issues, and they could see where the money was coming from. And if you do follow the money, you can see, you know, the people that stand to make the most amount of money were people from out of the area that were developers. And, you know, what their concern is to, you know, to come in and build whatever they normally want to build. And then we have to figure out how to deal with the negative impacts that result as to that endeavor.
Interesting comment. One of the guests yesterday was Council Member Deborah Fudge from Windsor. And she talked about projects and whatever in Windsor where they kind of do it the opposite way, is that rather than receive proposals from developers, they essentially come up with a vision and go looking for developers who can implement that vision. Now, I'm not saying one is better than the other, but it's a contrasting approach, and which one is better will leave to your own individual opinions. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to kind of talk about the aftermath and where everybody goes from here. This is Pete Felpiano on The Drive. I'm talking with Jim Winston. At the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, we're going to be joined by George Adair, and we're going to talk about what did last week's election mean to you when it comes to lending, when it comes to regulation, banks, mortgages, etc. Stay tuned, won't you? We'll be right back.
This is Sonoma County's home of Key Auto Body Friday Night Lights, the high school football game of the week. Fridays at 7 on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Whatever legal problems you may be facing, Carrillo Law can work with you to solve them. Tracy Carrillo is an experienced trial lawyer who has handled every kind of criminal case, from juvenile matters to misdemeanor driving under the influence to civil litigation and victims' rights. Tracy Carrillo will work with you to find the solution to your criminal or civil justice problems. Carrillo Law is focused on providing high-quality legal service and client satisfaction. Carrillo Law wants to solve your legal problems. As your fearless advocate, Tracy will always be ready to fight for you. Call for a free consultation at 595-0088. That's 595-0088. Tune into the Carrillo Law segment, Justice Gone Wild, with Tracy Carrillo, Mondays on The Drive. As a former prosecutor and now trial attorney, Tracy provides an interesting perspective on the justice system.
Stan Klaus, president of Crandall Roofing, with a roofing update and general reminder. Roofing season has begun, and like last year, it is shaping up to be a busy season for the industry. As you may know, last year was so busy that customers' wait times hit near records for reputable contractors. So while there's still time, let me ask you, have you thought about your roof lately? What does your roof look like? How long has it been since it was replaced? Like most things, roofs don't last forever, and with the pounding your roof took this winter,
Are you sure it will survive through another rainy season? So why take chances on having your project delayed by a last-minute rush or water ruining the interior of your home? Just give us a call here at Crandall Roofing and let us take care of your roof before the rains arrive in force. Just give us a call at 586-2500. That's 586-2500. Or find us on the web at crandallroofing.com.
Crandall Roofing is a fully licensed and insured Diamond Certified company with decades of experience and thousands of satisfied customers.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Riding home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to The Drive. This is Pete Fopiano. I have the honor and pleasure of substituting for Steve Jackson. This is my second day of doing it, and I hope those of you who are listening are enjoying listening as much as I'm enjoying talking. And by the way, I didn't mention this in the first hour. That's my fault. But any of you who have questions or would like to have questions of our guests or of me or call and make a comment on the air, I encourage you to call in. Our phone number to call in the studio here is 707-636-1350. So if you have a thought, a question, or something you'd like to share, please call in. We'll get you on the air. Anyway, we're talking with Jim Winston about the defeat of Measure R, the growth management revision in Healdsburg. And Jim, now, the election's over. Where do we go from here?
Well, position that we've taken as a group, Healdsburg Citizens for Responsible Growth, is that we've offered to work with city leaders, council members, staff, stakeholders to possibly get together and try to find some kind of common ground, some kind of meeting of the minds, finding something that would work for the city in their visions, and have our group and the voters that would embrace some of those changes. So we would be open to work openly and progressively, with city leaders and council and stakeholders to try to find some kind of a meeting of the minds, some kind of a compromise. We need to find middle ground. And we want to work hard in that effort to possibly find an amendment to the existing growth management ordinance that may be suitable for the community, the voters primarily, and the other people that have concerns about having more growth.
And for a time, it seemed like everybody was pretty close, and there was some sort of a consensus, and then that just kind of seemed to fall apart. It didn't really seem to work. There was also one unintentional consequence of this particular election, is that Healdsburg City Councilman Eric Ziedrich resigned a couple of days after the election.
It was very surprising. I mean, I was totally surprised to hear that he decided to step down from the city council seat. Eric, in the past, has done a lot of really good work over the years to the benefit of our city. And he's tireless. He's worked, to do, great things for the city. And I think that he's achieved quite a few things. I will say, though, politically speaking, our views on growth issues are worlds apart from one another. And, one of the interesting quotes that was in the Press Democrat last week was from Clark Mason, and Eric was quoted in the Press Democrat saying, "After putting so much effort into housing, people put their heart and soul into it to find solutions. To be refuted by this quiet, silent majority, it felt to me like I can't represent those people. We are moons apart. I do not believe 60% of the voters are the quiet, silent majority.
Well, and it is unfortunate because I have known Eric for quite a few years. Eric is, of course, well known within Healdsburg. And as you mentioned, Eric is a successful business owner. He has represented the city on the city council on several different terms. He's been involved in local affairs. He has donated to charitable, worthwhile causes. And he is one of the people who really has addressed himself to the needs of the community, both as a public servant and as a private businessman. And I personally am sorry to see him step down. And I'm sorry to see that it was as a result of the election. Obviously, that wasn't the focus of the campaign, and nobody intended to do that. However, given that fact, we have to move on from there and figure out, okay, who's, first of all, the council will probably appoint someone to replace him. But I think he is worthy of commendation for his years of service as a public and private citizen. And there's times that we all disagree. There's times that we win, that we lose. And we kind of, after a loss, we kind of pick ourselves up and go on from there. And after a win, we pat ourselves on the back and still figure out how to go on from there. It's almost time for our next break, but I want to thank Jim Winston, the father of the Healdsburg Growth Management Ordinance. And I'm sure you'll be involved in whatever steps we take in the future.
And something else I'd like to add is that, Eric Ziedrich, owner of Healdsburg Lumber, we had a lot of heated discussions along the way, but, he was always a gentleman, and we always shook hands after we, got aggressive with one another. He's really a quality person, and I respect him in so many ways. It's just, we seem to have trouble being able to agree to disagree, and that's unfortunate. But I do wish him well in his private life.
And considering the tenor of this year's presidential election, the fact that people can agree to disagree and at the same time still not make it personal at the end of the day is something that really is essential when it comes to public discourse. So, Jim, thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're going to see what happens in the future. This is Pete Fopiano on The Drive, subbing for Steve Jackson here on KSRO. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back shortly, and we'll be talking with George Adair about what the current election might mean to those of you who are homeowners or looking to become homeowners.
Here's a Drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
All right, we're starting to see slow traffic build up in Mill Valley, North 101, as you head through Southern Marin around Tiburon Boulevard out to the malls at Paradise and Tamalpais, and a little jammed up at that merge at Drake and eastbound 580 as you hop onto the Richmond Bridge. So we're starting to see some more volumes pick up there. 37, you're slow through the stoplights, a little bit of a gap, and then again near Skaggs Island Road, there's another slowdown, and it stays pretty slow, heading almost all the way out to the Mare Island Bridge. And North 101 in the Narrows, two stretches there, just north of Atherton to almost the county line, and then just north of another slowdown as you wind your way into Petaluma. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that'll last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. And that's your Drive Traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
The Robert Dobby Show.